Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated for Refuah Shlema for China Rachel Bas Gitta Genendel. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people that in the future they will go into exile, and there they will serve gods that people have made, gods of wood and stone, and gods that cannot see, hear, eat, or smell. What are these gods? Today, they're not necessarily stone idols. These gods are the things that get in the way of our relationship with Hashem, the things we turn to first, such as money, status, physical desire, anger, jealousy. Whatever takes over our minds and hearts can become a type of God. But Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to tell the Jewish people that then they will seek God from there, right from that spot, if they search for him with all their heart and soul. And then they'll find him. The Baal Shem Tov says that wherever we are, from there means wherever we're standing. No matter where that place is, no matter what you believe in, what you're involved with in life, what your relationships are like, you can search for Hashem from the spot where you are, and you will find him. There's something special about exile, our personal exiles included. And that specialness is the fact that in some ways, exile is more conducive to coming close to Hashem than living in a perfect situation. When we're in exile, we feel a yearning. We know something's missing. Something doesn't feel quite right. And this can spur us to reject the gods that we have in our life and to seek only the one true God. May you have a day in which you seek Hashem. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Shabbat Shalom.